Abuse of a common over-the-counter drug is the latest side effect of the heroin epidemic. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Loperamide, also known as Imodium, is used by most people to treat diarrhea. For an opioid addict,
I've seen it, people using it to treat their withdrawal symptoms as well as in an effort to get high.
Clinical toxicologist Gina Marafa of the Upstate New York Poison Center says in large quantities it can activate some of the same receptors as opioids. The problem is, it can kill.
It's extremely dangerous and it can cause a lot of significant problems with heart rhythms. Even there's been some deaths associated with this.
Calls to the Upstate New York Poison Center in Syracuse in connection to loperamide abuse have jumped from one in 2011 to 11 last year. And Marafa says that's just a glimpse into what could become a very dangerous trend. She emphasizes that taken as directed, loperamide is safe, but addicts are taking hundreds of pills at a time to get high. She believes one way to shut this down is to limit the over-the-counter access to the drug the same way pseudoephedrine is regulated.
Because then that way there's some control over the quantity of what people buy. Right now you can go buy a bottle of 100 or 200 pills relatively easily. And that's where I think we can really, really have an impact if we stop that accessibility.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.